Live from our super secret election headquarters above Jacques' Flower Shop, this is Drive at Large.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Manchester, and to those of you in surrounding towns, welcome to hour two of Girard at Large. I am your loving Election Day host, Rich Girard. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us on the web at girardatlarge.com, where our exclusive, extensive coverage of this campaign is easily documented for your convenient review at any point in time between now and your casting your vote. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Girard at Large, where, believe it or not, we just got props from the chairman of the state Democratic Party, Ray Buckley, who tweets, for Manchester political gossip, Girard at Large, much more interesting than Union Leader, City Hall column. Both are GOP, but Girard at Large better. I guess I'll take it.
Well, that's all because of me, Rich.
That's right.
It's he all loves the sidekick.
That's the sidekick with all this excellent tweeting. You can find us again on the web at Facebook and Twitter, also at Girard at Large, where we encourage you to like us and follow us because we just want to be loved. Joining us now is our ever effervescent intern, Sarah, who is on the road to call in polling results. I think they've made their first stop and we have some answers. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Rich.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. So what do you have for us?
So far, they've had, by 7 o'clock, they had 100 voters show up out of the 5,762 they have registered here.
And that's in Ward 6?
Yep.
All right. So hopefully voting will pick up a bit in Ward 6, because if only 1,300 voters turn out there, it's going to be a long day in the city, Ward 6 being one of the bigger wards here in the city. All right. So where are you off to next, Sarah?
I think we're off. Mother's given me a list of papers here. We are up to Ward 2 next.
Off to Hillside. All right. Let me know how things are going in my home ward.
I will.
All right. That's Sarah, our intern, calling in from Ward 6. Candidates, we expect their calls at 672-0573. That's 672-0573. We've heard from Tim Corbett. There are several other candidates who've said they will be calling in this morning. And, of course, it's always tough when you're at the polls to necessarily keep a schedule or break away because people see you and they want to talk to you. The Arnold for Mayor campaign tweets, Gatsis, not schools, not taxpayers who want value, not residents who want safer streets and MHT, and not business owners. All you folks should vote for Patrick Arnold. Well, you got to give the folks at the Arnold campaign credit. They're swinging to the very end. And, trying to indict the mayor, perhaps the venerable Alderman Arnold, who we did extend an invitation to be with us in the past, in the closing days of the campaign, said he would arrange the schedule, but we didn't hear from him after seeing him at the last meeting of the board on October 29th. Perhaps the Alderman will call in and make his final pitch to the voters here in Manchester. We're pretty sure Mayor Ted Gatsis will be calling. Why? Because he always does. He knows that the people who listen to the Girard at Large show are engaged, active local voters. What's our number? 6720573. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
That's the one. I was wondering, Rich, if Sarah is dressed as a pirate today.
I wonder if they'd let her get the numbers.
And that might get her in trouble. She might get somebody might report her for voter intimidation.
Yeah. Now, walking into the polling place with a plastic sword.
Now, Rich, what is the game plan today? We have four folks out there going to the polling stations.
Well, we have the two interns and their parents because the interns are too young to drive.
So, what is the what are your guesses on voter turnout today? Is it going to be a good turnout, or do you expect something less?
No, I expect it to be a relatively poor one. You know, there aren't a number of there are only a handful of races or a handful of wards with interesting races that have the potential to drive turnout. I think most people believe that Ted Gatzis is going to win handily. We've predicted in the Campaign Chronicler that he would win by 18 points. You know, but turnout is going to decide whether or not Ludwig or Hutchison gets elected in Ward 2, whether or not Sullivan overcomes Shaw in Ward 9, whether or not Witten and Dunphy overtake Corvo and Bergeron in Ward 6. And those are sort of the marquee races. The school board race in Ward 12, the aldermanic race in Ward 12, interesting too. Some different dynamics up there in Ward 12, which is the ward that I was born and raised in, by the way. So I know Ward 12 probably better than I know most wards, but it's not the ward I grew up in. You know, more and more it's being dominated by all of those apartment complexes, because as the boundary lines get redrawn, significant chunks of the ward, like everything between Kelly Street and Mason Street, which once upon a time was in Ward 12, are now all in Ward 11. So it's a different ward now. And that does not bode well, frankly, for Hirschman's bid. I think a lot of this, you know, conservative support that Hirschman had in those old line neighborhoods, well, it's just not there anymore. It can't vote for him.
You know,
and that's a problem.
We used to call that Hank Thibault's ward, Rich.
Hank Thibault. Yes.
Very fond memories of that guy.
Very, very, well, he's still with us. He's still alive, just not an alderman anymore.
Well, I used to run into Hank quite often in my West Side travels, and just always a happy, cheerful, you know, entertaining guy.
Consummate gentleman. And, of course, Tom Robert was a Republican, held that seat for three terms in the mid-90s, one of the campaigns against Thibault, you know, a friend of mine who lived across the street, he was a Democrat, got this great message on his voicemail. This older French lady saying, "We got to take back the West Side. Vote Hank Thibault, Alderman." It was just a riot. Anyway,
I think I got the same message.
Ballot today, huh?
I think I got that same message on my answering machine.
You probably did. But that didn't work because Robert won that one, too. Robert beat Thibault, I think, twice and lost the third time. But anyway, the charter is on the ballot today, and it's something that hasn't been a lot of discussion over. And I was on the Charter Commission, and it pains me, to be perfectly honest with you, to recommend that you not vote for the charter revisions. I just can't in good conscience go in there and vote for it on a couple of fronts. Not the least of which was it was a complete and total waste of time, because the changes that were made to the charter were hardly worth the effort. I mean, we're talking about stuff that you know what? I'm looking for the summary questions. I thought I had it right here, but I didn't. Oh, that's not the wrong button. But so, look, they could have made some significant changes that would have significantly improved the charter. And they just didn't do it. And I find that to be very sad. But more importantly, when I take a look at what's the changes they did make, and when I take a look at the damage that these changes will do, I can't support it. I do not support eliminating the welfare commissioner as an elected position, for example. I mean, look at the battle that's taken place between Diane Guimond and Paul Martineau. Two very different people, two very different approaches to the job. The people should have an opportunity always to weigh in on how the public is served or how the needy are served by the public. I think requiring appointed members of boards and commissions to disclose personal financial information, although I voted for it on the Charter Commission, I came to conclude that that was a mistake. And I think it's going to cause a lot of people to not want to be commissioners. They don't get paid to do the work that they do. And there really isn't any evidence that there's any kind of conflict of interest that's being used for self-serving purposes. They missed an opportunity to go after the alderman. They took the aldermanic pay, the stipend, and they put it in the charter. It's a significant increase in what they were getting, more than double for the alderman, more than triple for the school board. They said they were doing it in exchange for eliminating benefits. The problem is that the language in the charter, I will tell you this flat out, is not what the Charter Commission voted for. We never mentioned full-time benefits. The clerk even admitted that that was her summary of what the commission did. But her summary is not what the commission did. And I'm not throwing the clerk under the bus. The chairman should have known better, but didn't. Didn't correct it. It went to the state incorrectly. It's now on the ballot incorrectly. And it just misrepresents what the commission did. And frankly, I think if anyone were to go back through the minutes of those meetings, they would find legal basis to challenge any number of changes, not the least of which is the motion that actually passed the Charter Commission only increased the stipends for the aldermen and school board members. The motion actually did not contain a measure eliminating the benefits. That discussion was tabled. When it was brought off the table, the motion was to increase the stipends, but not to eliminate the benefits. Or I should say not but not to, but it did not include the elimination of the benefits. It was assumed. I'm sorry, motions cannot assume. And so it was sloppily done. It was poorly done. It missed an awful lot of opportunities. And the things that it changed, I mean, really, do we need to mandate in the charter that we have 8 locations where the ward clerk posts notice of an election versus 3? That's in the charter. That was a big change. They wanted to go to 10, but Jerome Duval was afraid it would be too hard an imposition on the ward clerk, so they compromised and got it down to 8. It's just a joke. It's an insult to the voters, and I think it will do more damage than anything, because it – and then jacking up the mayor's pay to 100 grand. I personally don't have a problem with that, but, you know, if it were me, I would have said, you know what, you should pay the mayor, and I tried this, $1 for every resident in the city, according to the prior year's census. I think everyone could get their heads around $1 a person for the mayor's salary. He still wouldn't be anywhere near close to the highest paid official in the city. And should the mayor make more than 68 grand? Yep. But I have a problem putting it in the charter, so it has to be revisited every 10 years in the charter. I don't know. The charter, I'm gonna make that circle next to the no answer on the charter ballot so close, so dark, I hope it counts twice. Okay. That segment brought to us by Welfare Commission candidate Diane Guimond. She wants to take her 13 years as a caseworker to install what she says is common sense and treat people with dignity and respect when they come to the office. To learn more, you can give Diane a call at her home phone at 624-6092 or send her an email at Guimond, that's G-U-I-M-O-N-D, Guimond, the number 4, welfarecommish@gmail.com. Coming up next, Caroline Pierce is in the house for your health and wellness. And then, real quick, we'll go to Jacob, who's on hold, our other intern with numbers. Jacob, give us the deal.
So right now for Ward 9, the vote turnout is currently 119.
Ah, okay, 119 votes in Ward 9. That's actually somewhat surprising that they seem to be ahead, or at least even with Ward 6, which is one of the better turnout wards. So obviously the aldermanic race and maybe even the school board race, they're generating some interest. Thanks, Jacob. Traffic, weather, sports starts right now.